Is God interested in your physical health? Is divine healing for today? Does God even heal today? Why does he do it? What can we expect? And how can we receive divine healing from God? Stay tuned and you'll find out. Now, when we look into biblical healing and divine healing as from the heart of the living God, it is important for us to really just look into the why behind God wants to heal us, why he wants us to be well. And then we can see in Exodus 15 and verse 26, we can see that God reveals himself to Israel, or to mankind if you want. He reveals himself as the Lord God who heals you. That is really the heart behind God when it comes to our divine healing. Sickness is a part of the fall, the fall away from God and a consequence of sin. God is a restorer and he wants to restore us. Did you know that 33% of the four Gospels contain Jesus walking around healing, restoring and liberating people? Jesus is the expressed will of God, and if you want to know what theology is, then we have to look at Jesus, because he is the final will of God. Jesus is the why behind God's heart, and he's expressing that through his life so that we will really know what his heart is. And that is really why we are healed. You know, in Isaiah chapter 53, we can read about a prophecy that came 700 years before Jesus arrived on the scene in Israel. That was the heart of God, the why behind we can experience divine healing today. In Isaiah 53 and verse 5, we read, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Now, this is really interesting for us to look into, because when Jesus died on the cross, he did not only die for our sins, which was the chief accomplishment and why he came, but he also died for our sickness and our pain and our torments and our oppressions in our physical bodies, so that we can live in divine healing. But what is actually divine healing? Let's look into it. Now, we have to understand something really important, and that is that the word salvation, which Jesus came to give us, which God has offered to us through Jesus, that word means to be forgiven, it means to be safe, it means to be sound, and it means to be healed. That same word, sozo in Greek, is applying also to physical healing. So healing is salvation for our bodies, health, divine health, to our bodies. And divine healing is restoration of our physical bodies to rule out what sin and the consequence of sin has done to our physical bodies. We read about Jesus, that God anointed him with the Holy Spirit, that he went around and he was doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, because God was with him. Note that he came to set people free from those who were oppressed by the devil in physical sickness in their bodies. Healing is actually God's love in action. It is God's salvation plan for your physical body. But how can you receive divine healing? Receiving that from the living God, through what Christ have accomplished on the cross. Now, as with all the things that we receive from God, whether it is forgiveness, whether it is provision, protection, or whatever it is that we receive from God, it comes from the one and the same thing. It comes from that we trust in God, that we put our faith in him. That is the only requirement. In a previous video, I was sharing about repentance. And repentance means to turn away from something that is wrong and turn to God. Now, when it comes to physical healing, we need to first hear about that God has done something for us through Christ to make sure that we receive divine healing for our physical bodies. Now, when we hear that, we need to choose to let go of our natural senses in that sense and to grasp something spiritual by faith, by trust in God. Faith equals trust, meaning, God, I give you right and I want what you have for me. Now, for our physical healing, that means that when we hear the good news that God has sent Jesus Christ to take upon himself the sickness, disease that might ravish our health, then it is also so that God has made a provision through Christ for us to actually overcome that and receive divine healing by faith in the finished work of Christ. So we need to repent and we need to believe this gospel. But you might say, but what if it doesn't happen like that? Or what if the healings seem to not come to a full manifestation right away? The Bible says that by faith and perseverance, we shall inherit the promises. So my encouragement for you, if that is you, if you struggle with sickness, if you struggle with pain or something in your physical body, and it seems like the promise is delaying, my encouragement is for you is to continue to nurture your faith by reading the promises of God, by receiving the word of God concerning physical healing, and trust in God, cling to God, and claim what he has done for your physical body. You know, God does not only want us to be healthy when we one day come to heaven. Physical healing is for us today. In heaven, we will be all healthy. We will have no more sickness. There will be no more tears caused by any kind of pain. It is in this life we need physical healing. And the Bible is full of his promises. And I will finish off with this one. It's from Psalm 103, verse 2 and 3. David is praising God and thanking God for all his benefits. And then he says, "You who forgive all my sins and heals all my sicknesses." So how can you receive it? Well, you turn to God, you ask him for it, you trust him for it, and you just stay there until the manifestation of that spiritual reality that is already available to you in Christ manifests in your physical body. I'm standing with you to see a breakthrough in your life, and I hope this were helpful for you. God bless you. Trust in Jesus for your divine healing today.